"I do," said Harry fiercely, stuffing the rest of the chocolate frog into his mouth. "I've got to. What if the Dementors turn up at our match against Ravenclaw? I can't afford to fall off again. If we lose this game, we've lost the Quidditch Cup." "All right, then," said Lupin. "You might want to select another memory, a happy memory, I mean, to concentrate on. That one doesn't seem to have been strong enough." Harry thought hard and decided his feelings when Gryffindor had won the house championship last year had definitely qualified as very happy. He gripped his wand tightly again and took up his position in the middle of the classroom. "Ready?" said Lupin, gripping the box lid. "Ready," said Harry, trying hard to fill his head with happy thoughts about Gryffindor winning and not dark thoughts about what was going to happen when the box opened. "Go," said Lupin, pulling off the lid. The room went icily cold and dark once more. The Dementor glided forwards, drawing its rattly breath. One rotting hand was extending towards Harry. "Expecto Patronum!" Harry yelled. "Expecto Patronum! Expecto Pat—" White fog obscured his senses. Big, blurred shapes were moving around him. Then came a new voice, a man's voice, shouting, panicking. "Lily, take Harry and go! It's him! Go! Run! I'll hold him off!" The sounds of someone stumbling from a room, a door bursting open, a cackle of high-pitched laughter.